At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
D'Amico Ryan's found his Will Anderson on offense. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Day number two, or two, yes, okay. A mandatory minicamp. I don't know what day it is.
It is.
But I do know that we're talking about these Houston Texans. And obviously, some really good insight listening to the fellas talk. I think we really are starting to get a feel for what the offense is. We're getting a feel for some standouts. When it comes to the Texans getting out there on the practice field, it seems like today, it's definitely going to be inside. It looks so damn ominous outside.
Oh, yeah, it is inside.
Oh, my goodness. It looks like a cartoon. It looks like a cartoon ominous outside is what it looks like.
It looks like the Wizard of Oz.
That's right. That's exactly.
It's apocalyptic.
Exactly a thought that I was thinking. But, Lopez, in one of the things that was said by D'Amico Ryans, and we'll hear that here in a moment, you feel like we, you know, and you like doing this because D'Amico Ryans absolutely loves him, some Will Anderson Jr. You feel like he has a guy on the offensive side now that he feels similar.
That's the first thing I thought of. There, it's too early to make a lot of conclusions on this team. We know that. But I think we can safely say D'Amico Ryans has found his Will Anderson.
All right. And you've been trying to do this a lot lately. No. I'm going to push back on the – because you want to make everybody Will Anderson Jr.
I'm not saying he's going to play like Will Anderson. Like I said, it's too early for that. But the love that he showed – let's go back. Let's go back a couple of years. Will Anderson came in, and day one – Figgy, we were talking about it a lot. Like, listen to him talk about Will Anderson. Follow that guy as a first week in camp rookie.
You know, he would know, though. D'Amico would know. Yes. Like, he had that type of effect. And obviously, you could speak to that. Yeah. When he stepped on the field.
He was the same guy.
He was that guy.
He was looking at a mirror in Will Anderson. And if you look at it and listen to what he said and look at what they've done with Jaden Higgins, I'm not burying the lead. I think he has found himself today. Again, too early to make any conclusions about his play. But let's play the cut first and see if this sounds vaguely familiar to what he was saying about Will Anderson as a rookie.
It's been really exciting to see just Jaden's growth process in a short amount of time that he's been here. I've seen a guy who's steadily like got better every single week. You've seen him make even more plays, and seeing him today, I mean, this is the most plays that he's made, and in our last week of camp, to see a rookie who's come in and showing right now that he could be an impact player for us, I think it means a lot. And we saw it as coaches watching this film from the college game, but I think it just means a lot to the entire team, the players, defensive players, other offensive players, actually seeing him thrive in practice, because I truly believe if you take practice the right way, deliberately, and you work at it, it'll show up in the games. And so it's really awesome to see the work that he's doing and the plays that he's making.
Wow. I mean, that sounds familiar, doesn't it, Figgy?
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, do it sound like more of a Will Anderson thing, or is it more of Kamari from last year thing?
Well, he like, didn't fall in love with Kamari last year.
Is this his Kamari last there this year?
But by
who's also picked in the second round?
By
too.
Extension, you can also picked in the second round. But by extension, you can determine, you know, that there are certain players that D'Amico sees a lot of himself in. So maybe that's where we put it. He sees a lot of himself in Jaden Higgins, and then there's this, and it's worth mentioning.
Okay.
Remember after day one of the draft, the Texans were talking about, or I think it was Nick Caserio.
Yeah, it was specifically Nick Caserio.
You know, he's talking about, like, there is a player that we had, you know, graded as a first rounder still on the board.
That they would have selected at 25 if they did take select there.
And who did they take at 34?
34 was Jaden Higgins.
Yeah. So they already
Iowa
have
Iowa State.
You know, even back then, they had a certain affinity for Jaden Higgins. Then, who's the first player ever to get a fully guaranteed second round contract?
I believe that is a wide receiver out of Iowa State, Jaden Higgins.
Yeah. I mean, what we're hearing, and again, I'm not talking about what we're going to see on the field, although we've seen some stuff on
right.
The field.
I think that's the next part of this is absolutely talking about that.
People was going crazy online, man. I seen somebody throw out Julio Jones, question mark.
And like I want to get there. Don't get me wrong. But I want to focus on this, like, you know, I'm always very hesitant to place people like Will Anderson Jr. And this is a testament to Will himself that in going into year three, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
Going into year three for him, I can easily get to a place where I'm like, hey, not too fast on trying to make other people Will Anderson Jr.
Well,
right?
And again, like I'm really trying to emphasize, I'm not talking about that.
But I think that's
the affinity.
And that's where I would like, I would very much like to like land where I think Figgy did, where you have a Kamari Lassiter that I think you have a similar kind of love from D'Amico Ryans for, but also probably feels a little bit more fair in line for Jaden Higgins. Also because, and this is the thing that I have with any comp, is that as much as you can try and set the parameters, I mean this comp in this particular way, it inherently is going to drag some of the other expectation with, and I don't want to be unfair to Jaden Higgins. And this is where we can circle back around to the things that we have seen on the practice field, which is it feels like the dog is coming with all the things to meet the expectation. Like, I am at this point, and this is incredibly early. And again, I haven't even had the good fortune of some of these guys, right? Like, we know that that Sean is out there at practice. He was yesterday. He called in, talked to us after practice. We know that Ron and Clint are going to be out there every day, making sure that they see what they see. And of course, the entirety of the assembled media are out there, right? And we have not had that good fortune. I understand that. However, even just from the videos, what you see very easily is that is a dude that one, it feels like C.J. Stroud is very comfortable with. Like, there's a level of confidence in timing.
Mm-hmm.
Both plays, I think we talked about one in the end zone where he one-handed catch, caught it. And then there was a back shoulder. There was the other one that was just a beautiful drop in the bucket by C.J. on the first day, or at least the first day of us seeing him throw. And then also you had a fantastic kind of bringing it in right over the, you know, over the outside shoulder by Jaden Higgins. Like, there's a level of comfort and timing that they have that feels like it's been developed very, very quickly. But then there's just like a comfort in his ability and the ways in which, like, the versatility, all of these things are showing up in an incredible way so early on that I am like ready to go. Not only is he a leader in the clubhouse for that third wide receiver spot, and this is something that we were kind of already at.
Yeah.
It feels like I need to see something absolutely incredible for someone to take that from at this point.
Yeah, and I was saying it last week. I think we can safely that this is just off of what we had heard them saying and you know OTAs and such. I think it were safe to say it's Nico, Christian Kirk, and Jaden Higgins. Those are the guys. And the other thing about Higgins is, and this is where you do kind of get ahead of yourself. But there was if there was one, you know, highlight real player yesterday, it was Jaden Higgins. I mean, you know, it was him with the two catches that you were talking about. And clearly, you know, what D'Amico said, the way that players and C.J. Stroud talked about him, et cetera. No, I just try to say, I'm not saying he's going to be that guy, but he's D'Amico's guy. There's no doubt about
it. I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I feel like he can really be this year's Kamari Lassiter, because remember when Kamari Lassiter was going into last season a rookie, we were like, man, maybe he'll play in the slot.
Yeah.
And then eventually we was like, man, he might be cornerback number two.
Mm-hmm.
And he pretty much was cornerback number two.
He was cornerback number two in a way that is kind of crazy because not all cornerback twos are made the same. When you're a cornerback two opposite a guy who is one of the best in the league, that changes the dynamic, right? It's one of the reasons why I used to absolutely love Antonio Cromartie back in the day when I looked over at the Los Angeles Chargers, and they fascinated me because obviously you had the Phillip Rivers and you had the Antonio Gates. By the way, did you know he played basketball in college?
Shout out to Kent State.
You had all those cats. Like, I can start naming them off, but particularly in this case, I'm talking about Quentin Jammer on the other side, and then you have Antonio Cromartie, and you go, we know we don't want to throw a Quentin Jammer, so are we going to throw over there? And when teams go, nah, not really. Like, that is something else. And that is where Kamari Lassiter was. And I feel like that's why we got to give him that level of credit. And that's the place that I think it's fair to I could easily see the Jaden Higgins rookie season looking like that, to where you get into the season. And I know that, you know, we'll talk at some point about Christian Kirk as well, because there was a level of praise for him yesterday. Mm-hmm. But Nico Collins is the cornerback one of this particular, comparison. And we know that that's a dude that, you know, terrifies defenses, that defenses are game planning for. I think that you'll get to a point where you're like, yeah, but that don't mean that you can forget this cat over here wearing 81.
And I'm glad you said that, because when you look at, and again, we're not there just yet. We'll be there every day at training camp, but we can't right now. Obviously, you know, they're on the field when we're on the air. But when you look at the plays that he made, to your point, Nico and Sean and I were talking about this before. Nico had a good practice yesterday. He had a good practice. There was nothing wrong with Nico's practice. But the catches that he was making, he being Jaden Higgins, where were they? Down the sideline. In fade routes, comeback routes. That is what a number two does. Like, they're already sort of, you know, making him that guy.
I was going to ask y'all this. Do y'all think is any chance this year that he possibly would be number two? Because I know Christian Kirk is number two right now, but do you think it's a possibility that he might be the second best receiver on this team?
I think there's absolutely a possibility. I think also it might not be fair to look at the Texans and the way that they've situated this as like number two, number three, or what have you. I mean, obviously it's a useful kind of device for us when we're talking about this, but I think that this is very much going to be an offense, and this is why I'm leaning a lot on what does Nick Caley do as a play caller? How does that look? Because like we talked about with Bobby Slowick, when you're like, hey, you got five guys, how are you going to handle this? There's going to need to be a managing of where the ball goes. And that's going to be Caley, but that's also going to be CJ. And I think that it's going to determine, it's somewhat going to be determined also by what are defenses showing you? What are they deciding that they want to pick as their poison? Because it feels like you might have the opportunity, which I think is really the credit to Jaden Higgins, to have a pick your poison type offense passing the football wise. And that's gonna be the real credit, right? Whether or not he's number two in and of himself, whether he's number three, if he is truly a poison that you have to pick as a wide receiver, along with Nico Collins, along with what Christian Kirk brings, along with whatever you get out of the tight end spot, whichever guy ultimately shows up in a big way. And I think Cade Stover got a lot of love. From D'Amico Ryans, if the offense is humming in the way that we think that it's capable of, and you have all of those guys as viable options to really make a dent, like make a incredible play at any given time on the defense, I think that is the successful season for him and for the entirety of the offense. And it feels very, very early on like he's demonstrating the things that would make that capable.
Like, he's the rookie right now. He might be the poison, to be honest. Mm-hmm. They might say, hey, let's see what he can do, defense.
Sure.
So if he come up big and actually doing what we think he's going to do, I think it's a possibility he might be the second best receiver on this team.
It's an exciting possibility.
There you go. Excited for day two of mandatory minicamp going on today, right? Already at NRG Park. And just to let you know, Justin James Watt is in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jonathan Alexander made a point to say he's not participating in any drills, just watching, but he is in the building. We'll see what's happening out there, maybe even check in with some of the guys that are out there, and you'll definitely be able to hear like a full accounting of what happens in practice on the drive later today. But right now, we're just getting going in the loop here on this Wednesday on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, Astros fall yesterday, and it felt like a T.Y.ing, a T.Y. Hiltoning. Is that just nothing to see here because of that, or is that something more? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.